A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Bechoros Dav Chaf. Bechoros 20a. Pagination is 39. We'll start on the facing page about a quarter of the way down at the start of the new perek. Halokeach behema min ha'oved kochavim. Nice, simple case. A person buys an animal from a non-Jew. Non-Jew didn't keep track and perhaps wouldn't be trusted in telling us whether it had a firstborn already or not, doesn't appreciate the significance of that information. And therefore, we want to know, ve'eino yodeya im bichra im lo bichra. We don't know for sure whether this animal gave birth yet or not. And we need to know that information because when it has a child now, we want to know if it has kedushas bechora, the sanctity of the firstborn. Rabbi Yishmael says, I have a solution. Eiz bas shenasa, if it's a goat of 1 year, vaday lekohen, it didn't have a child before that age. So the one that's born now is for sure going to the Kohen. It's for sure a firstborn. Mikan va'eloch, but if the goat is older than that, Suffolk, we're not sure. Rachel, if it's a sheep, bashtayim vada lekohen, dealing with age 2, it's for sure to the Kohen. It didn't have a birth before that. Wasn't mature enough. Mikan va'eloch Suffolk, beyond that time, we're not sure if it had a child or not, and we'll deal with it the way we deal with Safek Bechor, cases of doubt. Paro v'chamor, a cow or a donkey. One is kosher animal, one is not kosher animal, but either way, there's going to be a law, a ramification to the firstborn. We need to know fundamentally, is there assumed to be a firstborn before this or not? Benos shalosh, until age 3, vaday lekohen, you could rest assured that it did not have a birth. Mikan ve'elach safek, beyond that point, we're not sure. It's a little bit off topic, I guess, but quite an exciting insight that is most appreciated while we're doing this topic. Rav Sternbach in Tam Vadas, Pashas Chukas, on the topic of Para Aduma, points out that the Medrash tells us that the age of the Para Aduma, according to one opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, is actually less than the age of 3. And when Moshe Rabbeinu heard the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, he said, Yiratzel, may it be that that Talmud Chacham who paskins that way should be from my descendants. And Hashem said, yes, that's true, he's from your descendants. And the question is, what's so exciting about the Para Aduma being less in age? What difference does it make? Rav Sternbach develops it and points out that the theme of the Para Aduma, as Rashi says, is to clean up the mess of the egel. The expression is the tsoa, the dirt that the child made. If so, one would typically expect that the animal that's the Para Aduma, that's symbolically the mother that's cleaning up, is going to be old enough to have a child. But if you paskin that the mother is not really a mother, it's too young to have a child, based on this rule that we just saw in the Mishnah, that the age is 3 of having children by a Para. So then if it's younger than that, that means it's cleaning up the dirt of one that is not even its child. That's true leadership. being able to clean up someone else's mess and take responsibility for it, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yiratzame, be Hashem's will, that opinion is from one of my descendants, that it's conceivably said by someone emanating from me, that's real leadership, to be able to clean up a mess that's not even your own, that's not even your child's. Okay. Let's skip to the Gemara, and we'll just spend our time today analyzing Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Yishmael is saying that until a certain age, these animals are known not to have had children, and therefore the child born after that time is for sure a firstborn. Beyond that age, if you buy it from the non-Jew, we don't have its history, so then it's a suffix. We're not sure if it had a child or not. Says the Gemara, Mikan ve'elach amai suffik. Moving forward from these ages, you buy an animal when it's out of that age range, why is it amai suffik? Halocha harov behemos. Why don't you just rely on majority of animals? V'rov behemos misabros v'yoldos pesoch shenosanin hu. And most animals conceive and give birth within the time frame designated. V'havadai melid olid, and you can assume that this animal for sure gave birth. Lema Rabbi Yishmael k'Rabbi Meir svirolei. Perhaps the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael is not like the main opinion. It's going like Rabbi Meir. D'chayish l'mi'uta, that he's worried even about the minority, and therefore over here the minority of animals might not conceive at their appropriate time. And therefore he's worried maybe, even though it's years later, perhaps, maybe this is the firstborn. Afilu temer Rabbanon? No, it could be the Rabbanon. It could match the opinion that's the majority. Ki azli basaruba baruba de isa kamon. The Gemara draws a distinction in this answer between a rove, a majority that's in front of us, kigon tesha chanuyas v'sanhedrin, like the case of 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 non-kosher. It's a tangible, touchable majority. And the Sanhedrin, the number of judges on a court of 23 that are saying innocent or saying guilty, these are tangible things. You can touch them. You can visualize them by seeing them. Avoruba de lesa kamon, but a majority that's not in front of us, it's like an odds, it's a statistics type of thing. Lo azli rabbanon basaruba, perhaps the rabbanon do not follow majority, and over here we're dealing with odds and statistics. What is the estimation that such an animal of such an age already gave birth? It's not that you have 5 animals and they gave birth and most of them gave birth, and this is not an isa kamon, it's not in front of you, it's lesa kamon. It's an abstract, virtual type of majority. Says the Gemara, that's not really true. The Gemara says that the Rabbanon do hold of statistical type of majority. Vaktan katanu katana, deruba de lesa kamon, a child doing chalitza or yibum, and we're concerned maybe the child will end up never showing signs of maturity and turn out to be the anomaly called a sris or an islandess. Are you worried about that? One line up from the bottom of the Gemara, Rabbanon, zil basarov kitanim. The approach to circumvent such a concern is most children are not the anomaly, Sris and Islandis. Most children will show regular signs of maturity, and therefore they're regular children, and Chalitza and Yibam could perhaps be done even while they're young, in order that people don't have to wait. The widow, for example, can get her Chalitza now if the brother of her deceased husband is young. Child is 9 years old, so does she have to wait till the child's bar mitzvah, or she can do it even now? Rov ketanim lav surisim ninhu. Zilbos arov ketanos rov ketanos lav ayilanias ninhu. And they do accept a rov that is a virtual statistic, odds type rov. So that's not a reason to step aside from these age descriptions that Rabbi Yishmael gave. Elo Amar Rava, Mechavarta Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael ki Rabbi Meir Svirolei, it is Rabbi Yishmael following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Dechayish Lemiuta, he's worried about a minority, but according to the Rabbanan's opinion, the rov would help you, and you could assume that the mother already gave birth because it would be timely, and that's what normally happens. The second approach, though, on the second line of our daf, Ravina Omar, Ravina says, no, you cannot apply the concept of statistics to this situation of the mother having given birth. This is different than a child being normal and not the anomaly of Sris or Islandis. For an animal to have given birth, it requires mating. And therefore, afilu tema rabbonon, it could even be the rabbonon who normally would follow majority, but over here there's something else getting in the way that makes it a bit more unreliable. Ki azli rabbanan basaruba baruba delotali b'maisa, when something is not dependent on an act. Avaruba delotali b'maisa lo, but if besides showing signs of maturity, an event has to take place. In the words of Rashi on the second line of the page, Shamalo olo olea zachar, maybe a male never came upon it. Hilkach safek, and therefore, even after you have your age issue, the Rabbanon hold that it's a safek, and Rabbi Yishmael of our Mishnah could match the Rabbanon, even though the Rabbanon normally hold of roves. But over here, after that date, we're still not sure that it had a child because it would require a maisa. The male has to come upon the female for it to have had the child. And that's beyond regular statistics. That requires an act, which is an unknown. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.